Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. I mean, one of those, you know, struggle points, right, for a lot of people kind of in that early phase of their career is like, I can't take another internship, right? Or I can't afford to do that. Or, you know, I'm not exactly sure where this is taking me. So do I really do this or do I go and get a real job, to your point? Not that working in sports isn't a real job, but it's a lot harder to break in sometimes, again, 4, 5, 6 internships in. What's that one piece of advice you would give to someone who is unsure of going after that fourth internship after they've already done 3? With counting internships and the different things that you get involved in, I mean, I'm in the teens already in terms of organizations I've been in, because I had to do a ton, you know, to get the experience from the start. And, you know, look, I think the laws have changed a little bit this way now, but a lot of mine were unpaid too. So it's not like I was even getting paid to work.
Same. No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I would tell those individuals to be patient. To persevere. It's tough. And especially when you're coming out of college and you've got classmates or roommates who are graduating and joining these organizations and getting paid really well. And like you said, the athletic industry is such a difficult one to break into, and the competition is fierce. And so as long as folks know that going in and they have an understanding of that, I think that's helpful. They truly have to be passionate about this is what I want to do, because you will run into so many closed doors or obstacles, and that's just part of it. But as you said, once you do get your foot in the door, the opportunities truly are endless. So to be patient, to persevere, and a lot of folks still go get that full-time job, but they find ways to immerse themselves in athletics in other ways. That could be volunteering at the local university or with professional sports, or joining different boards and committees that help to support major sporting events that come through town. So there are a number of ways to still get experience, even though you may not be working directly in the profession that you're pursuing right now, but it's absolutely doable, but we just have to be patient. And I'll take it even one step further, and I absolutely agree with you, and people say it all the time, is what is your why, right? Like, what is it that you're in it for? And for me, the passion came from being able to be and take part of something that creates an experience for student athletes, for our participants. And as a former student athlete myself, and I tell everybody, you know, as a snot-nosed kid, I didn't really understand, you know, you show up to the gym, there's music playing, there's someone taking tickets, the officials are there, and you get the match or the game going. You didn't really have a sense of understanding of all the different individuals who are responsible for making sure that you could compete in a fair and safe environment, as well as make sure that you are staying on course to graduation, as well as developing as a good human being for after college. And so for me, knowing that myself, our staff plays a part in terms of creating meaningful experiences, and not only just for our student athletes and participants, but our patrons, those who are alumni, those who are fans, who can be a part of an event or a sport. And so that's really where my passion comes from. And that's my why, because I've seen the benefit of what sport can provide to young people and aspiring administrators and those who just want to be around athletics. And I want to be able to give back to that. And one of the things I heard from a dear colleague of mine, about maybe 10, 15 years ago, you know, for some of us, we were so focused on the next job, the next opportunity, the next title, the next organization, And she had simply said, you know, for my next opportunity, I want it to be in a city where I want to live, working with people I enjoy being around and for an organization that I respect. And that really resonated with me. And so as I look at different job opportunities, same thing is, you know, how do you measure if that job's the right fit for you? And for everybody, it's a little bit different. You know, you're absolutely right in terms of, you know, our assessment of our situation and our opportunities. I'll tell you a fun story. I still have rejection letters from when I, you know, applied for every job under the sun when I was coming out of college, that, and these are people that I work with today. And I sometimes enjoy bringing out the letter and saying, hey, this was my rejection letter back in 1997. But it was great to get a letter from the Dallas Cowboys and to see that on your letterhead. Like, that was really cool at that age, even if it was, you know, saying, no, thank you. But you know what, you know, there were, you know, job opportunities that I didn't take, probably some that I was interested in that I didn't get. And I think it all comes down to, there is no wrong or right way. There is no wrong or right answer. The decisions that you make or the opportunities that are afforded to you is what's right for you in that moment. And you hope that it's leading to whatever it is that you ultimately aspire to do or aspire to be. I just saw recently on social media, and this really resonated with me, and I haven't had an opportunity to really reconcile it, but it was to the point of, you're not looking for your dream job, you're looking for your dream life. And I never thought about that because I'm so tied into career as part of who I am, because I've always grown up with sports. I've played sports, I work in sports, I love sports. That's just part of who I am. But at the same time, how do you create some sort of divide or disconnect between who you are and what you do? And so, you know, when anybody asked me about my transition from being the Big Sky commissioner to the College Football Playoff COO, you know, I said that this was my dream job. When the CFP started back in 2015 and I was looking from the outside in, I was like, this is history. This is a tremendous event, great organization. That is my dream job. And here I am, I'm sitting in it feeling so fortunate, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for others who didn't mentor me, assist me, help me, groom me to be here. But that's how I looked at it. So now I'm actually trying to take a step back and think, all right, how do I make this my dream life on top of my dream job? You know, there is no rule of thumb in terms of, if folks are interested in getting involved with conference work, you don't have to be a former student athlete. You don't have to major in sport administration. There are opportunities for anyone really to get involved. And so even before individuals apply for specific jobs, you have to think about the conference office makeup. And so imagine the championships that they host in the region in which all of their institutions live, in those communities, and finding ways to get involved in those and to volunteer. Typically, conferences will also host NCAA championships. So seeing what else that they're involved with, and how can you be a part of that, even in a non-official capacity. But certainly, I would say informational interviews. Reach out to a conference offices that you have interest in, or if they're individuals that happen to work in a particular department that you're interested in, reach out. Ask them for a little bit of time and say, hey, can you tell me more about what it is that you do, your path, but specifically about the conference inner workings. I really did enjoy my time in the different respective conference offices I was in, because it exposed you to a lot, right? You could work in compliance or marketing, or you could be the CFO, and yet all those people, and I'll give the example of the Big Ten, are part of the Big Ten basketball championships that were just held in Indianapolis, or they're supporting the Big Ten football championship game, or many of them will be getting involved in, if there was talk about adding a sport or expansion or the start of a new conference network. You get involved in so many areas, even though your day-to-day might be something entirely different in championships, you're going to be invited to and be exposed to a lot more. And so, you know, if you can get the opportunity to get inside the walls of a conference office, I feel like the growth opportunity and the exposure and access that you get is really special compared to probably some other organizations that exist. But I would say reach out, volunteer, get involved.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.